It's my guess you're bluffing, Senor Pepe. If you had a later will of Victor Wedderman's, you would have presented it to Wedderman's lawyers in Jamaica. Just what is your game, Pepe? Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Senor Kendall, you are entitled to your opinion, but I assure you that I am not the man to bluff. I am holding a full hand, and when the time's right, I shall play it.
No matter how I looked at it, Senor Pepe did seem to be in the box seat. And as we stood talking on the main deck of the Tangmar, I couldn't for the life of me see just what he hoped to achieve by telling me of his plans. He told me first of the method he'd used to get aboard the Tangmar, and I was really surprised to find that Major Challoner was still trying desperately to prevent Sharon marrying me. But the showdown with Challoner would have to wait. At this moment, with Jamaica only a couple of days away, I had my hands full with this unexpected sequel to an affair that I'd hoped was concluded in Panama.
You wish to know why I'm telling you all this, Senor? Well, it's very simple. When the Major and Mr. Tuca discovered that I am to be the fortunate owner of the Huaraman estate, my life may be in danger.
Oh, you want protection, is that it? I thought you were going to protect Tuca.
Well, I can't watch him while I do so. But the Major's a man of different temperament. Who knows what his reaction will be when he finds that he's still a pauper, an ex-army officer struggling to keep up appearances on a modest pension.
You know all about the other beneficiaries, then?
Naturally.
And when exactly do you plan to tell them of your inheritance?
Well, I thought at dinner tonight. Bad news digests best on a full stomach.
If you feel that you might be in danger from either Tuker or Challoner, wouldn't it be wiser to wait until we reach Jamaica?
With a gentleman from Interpol aboard to protect me, I surely have nothing to fear, senor.
Now, listen to me, Pepe. You're not leveling with me. If you think Challoner and Tuker have come this far to be cheated out of their inheritance by you, then you better start thinking again. It's not going to happen that way, Pepe. I don't believe there is any second will, and if you take my advice, you'll keep your mouth shut until you can back up what you say with proof. Now, I've got my rounds to take, Senor Pepe. But I'll tell you now, if you start any trouble on this ship, I'll see you in irons by the time we reach Jamaica.
If McLaren hasn't got the hang of those engines by this, he never will have. We've been running at half speed ever since we left Panama.
Don't tell me you want Cregan back aboard, Skipper.
Well, at least he didn't know those engines, Kendall. I think the new man's afraid of the darn things. Trained in these modern fancy craft where the engines can't go wrong even if they want to. 2 degrees starboard, quartermaster. Watch what you're doing.
I've got it, Skipper. Sorry, sir.
Anything to report, Kendall?
Rounds completed, sir. Ship shape below.
Well, then, what's on your mind?
Certain Senor Pepe.
You mean the Latin?
Exactly.
What's he up to?
Well, it's just that he tells me there's a second will in existence.
What?
Leaving the Wedderman fortune to him.
I don't believe it.
Well, I told him I didn't. But I don't know. What could he hope to gain by claiming a thing like that without the will to back it up?
Now, look, Kendall. We'll be in Jamaica in 2 days at the most, if those engines don't pack up. I've had all the trouble I want on this voyage. If Pepe looks like making more, then throw him in the brig.
Well, I told him that, sir, but I think we'd both better be at dinner tonight.
Why?
Well, that's when Senor Pepe plans to break the bad news to Challoner and Tuca. I think we'd better be there when that happens. Major, why did you hire Senor Pepe in Panama?
I wondered how soon you'd find out about that.
Did you honestly think that such a scheme would work?
You told Sharon about it,
No, and I don't intend to. I don't see much point in letting her despise you more than she does already.
You're very sure of yourself, aren't you? You think that you'll marry her no matter how much I object.
While you keep nursing that bottle, you're not offering her a great deal of choice, are you?
I drink when I wish and when I need your advice on the matter, I shall tell you.
All right, Challoner. But before either of us loses our heads, let's get it straight. You made a bigger mistake than you realized when you brought Pepe aboard this ship. It was the action of a man who refused to face the truth even when it was staring him out. If that's the best you can do to prevent our marriage, then you've lost already. But if bringing that slimy little fool aboard this ship was the best strategy you were capable of, then I'm damn glad I never had to serve on you.
You hate me, don't you?
Oh, look, mate.
Well, sit down. I said sit down. Help yourself. No? Well, I will. You mentioned serving under me. There's a grim joke in that. It would have been better if no one had ever had to do that. I think that's why I dislike you so much, Kendall. You've seen through me. You've seen the yellow streak that I've tried to hide from everyone. Major Challoner. Major. Where do you think I live in a cottage away from London where I don't have to see the officers I knew walk to the other side of the road when they see me coming? You were right, Kendall. I am afraid. I'm afraid now of losing my share of Wedderman's fortune. And I'm afraid of losing my daughter and having to face myself alone.
Challoner, I don't want
to... The first day I stepped aboard the Tamar and saw you on the deck, I saw myself in the days when the wherryman knew me in India. Knew the young officer who was climbing the ladder. That's the humor of a situation that's beyond my control. Wherryman left a share of his fortune to that young man who suddenly became a coward. That young man who grew into a major and who only just missed being court-martialed. They invalided me out, and I managed to convince myself that it was they who were wrong.
Until you heard that Wherryman had left you a fortune.
Oh, it was all right at first. But as this voyage progressed, I was haunted more and more by fear. The fear that I might be the next one to die. Yes. Underneath that, I almost hoped I would be the next. At least it would mean I wouldn't have to hate myself as I reached out my hands for my share. And my hands will tremble, Kendall, and tremble with greed when I observe them and know that those hands belong to a man who's taking something to which he has no right.
Major.
The officer Wherryman knew is dead. The man who'll collect that money has no right to it. You wonder I can't bear the thought of being alone with that knowledge.
Challoner, you've given me a dozen reasons why you need Sharon with you. This time I believe you.
Don't take her from me, Kendall. She's all I have. The one person who remembers me as I used to be.
I'm sorry, Major.
She's so like her mother.
I've got to go, Major.
Do me a favor, will you? Lock the door as you go out.
Why?
I feel safer, that's all. Safer, Kendall.
Captain Goddard, will the Tangmar be sailing straight home for England?
Depends on cargo, Miss Challoner. And I suppose I'll have to find a new first officer, eh, Kendall?
Well, looks like it, Skipper.
Pity. Still, even if you stayed at sea, I suppose you'd want to be off this ship. Too many unhappy memories.
Oh, and some very happy ones, sir.
Perhaps we could sail back with you, Captain. Dirk and myself.
Yeah, then I'd never get any work out of him. He'd probably run us aground thinking about you.
I hope you'll both be very happy, Miss Challoner.
Ah, Major Challoner, sit down. You know, I have news for you. News that I think you should hear at once.
Senor Pepe, don't be a blasted fool.
You'd better be sure of your facts, Pepe.
But, senors, I am sure. I thought I had made that quite clear.
If you have anything to say, Pepe, say it and get it over and done with. We'll tell you everything is worth that self-satisfied smirk.
Dirk, what is it? What's wrong?
Wait, sir.
Suddenly you all look very worried, upset. Tell me, Mr. Kendall, did you ever hear of the strange practices of our country? Voodoo?
Voodoo?
Well, of course, but what...
I'm coming to that, senor. Until his death, Senor Quarryman had been a fine figure of a man. He strode through his plantations at Savannah La Mar like a man of half his 80 years. And then he died quite suddenly. And in those last few days of his life, he was a wasted, shrunken caricature of himself.
Will you get to the point, Pepe?
Or you mean the will? Yes, of course. But first I wish to tell you how Senor Quarryman came to sign it. I worked for him in his house. I give him my love, my affection, years of service. Always he had promised me that when he died, I should be treated as the son he had never had. And then one day he returned from Jamaica to tell me that he had drawn up his will. He was laughing. And he told me of the beneficiaries and why I had left them his money.
Go on, Pepe.
I asked him for my reward, the money he had promised me for so long. And he laughed. He patted me on the head and said that perhaps he would give me a glowing reference before he died, so that I would get another job. Within a few weeks, he was dead. And only I was there to tend him. Pepe, the despised man of mixed blood.
You mean you killed him?
The doctor said he died from natural causes. But before he died, he wrote another will. He left everything to me. To me! And I swore that each of you, each of those to whom he had left part of his fortune, would know this. Know it, when you were so close. Know it and live to beg me to share that fortune with you.
So now I knew. Senor Pepe was consumed with hate for the memory of Victor Werner. If there was a second will, there was no glimmer of hope for Tuker and Challoner in this passage of the Tang Moth.